Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what's this not do?
Welcome all. This is Lawless Radio. You're now tuned in to Bucking Off of Buck, and yes, I am Buck. And you know what? Hey, I'm coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia. It is a cloudy but mild 70 degrees in the shade. And, man, hey, we're going to chill out tonight, all right? We got a pretty good show this evening, man. Hey, I got an artist coming up this evening, 30 minutes after the hour, man. Oh man. I think you'll be impressed, because I was impressed. Young cat doing a few things. All right, y'all. Without further ado, we're going to get right on into it. What we do here at Lawless Radio, we support our local come-up, all our unsigned, underground, independent artists. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com, follow the instructions on how to submit your music. Hey, let's get you from out of town. Let's get you out there. You know, I'm reaching a hand to all my comedians, poets, motivational speakers, et cetera. We'd love to have you on the show. Go to our fan page at Lawless Radio or go to our website, lawlessradio.com. We'd love to have you on, have an interview, talk about the things that you do, the good and the good that you are putting out there. You know what I'm saying? So without further ado, I'm going to play a jam right quick. Y'all hold tight. I'll be right back. We in here. Oh, wait.
It's cold in here. Coway must be in the building. Let my niggas roll the kicks up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get fucked up. Yo, man, might get took, bro. Cause we in here. Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck. We in here. Got the cash on deck. Let them just know that we in here. Got the money on deck. Let them get the cash on deck. We in here. Everybody asks the same question, turned down for what? Me and my n***a turn, we don't give a fuck. Bottle at the bottom, them sparkles with the models. Your main choosing, the money is the muscle. And we celebrate the hustle, cause the n***a getting paid. And the f***a's on deck, so a n***a gon' get laid. And the n***a gon' love it, and you haters gon' hate. It's so wrong, but so long. Let my n***a throw the c***a's up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get fucked up. Yo, maybe might get took, bro. Cause we in here. Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck. Let them just know that we in here. Got the money on deck. Let them get the cash on deck. We in here. Got the cash on deck. Yo, girl, cause we in here.
Ooh, little mama right there. She knows she bad as bad as bad.
She eyeing me, I know I'm bound to f***. She let me in it, she let me in it. And baby, I'm a tree, so I might just make
it. And we
it.
Celebrate the hustle, cause the n***a's getting paid. And them n***a's on deck, so a n***a gon' get laid. And my thugs up in the n***a show, you can catch a face. So long, talking so long.
Let my n***a get a kiss up. Let my n***a pour them drinks up. Try to get fucked up. Yo, maybe might get took, bro. Cause we in here.
Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let them just know that we in here.
Got the money on deck.
Let them get the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck. Let my n***a throw the c*** up. Let my n***a pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get fucked up. Yo, man, might get took, bro. Cause we in here.
Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, find yourself alone. find your heaven here tonight.
Boss of Chicago, ground up representative, Killer Clan Chief, the Grand Wizard. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio. You already know what it do, man. Get right or get left. Bo. Sweeper!
Right back at you. Welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Bucking Off a Buck. That last track, that was a Chicago drama by Sherm the Man. Part one, may I add. Part one. So I'm going to bring part two a little bit later on in the show. All right, it's 15 after the hour. here at Lawless Radio, we support our local come up. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions on how to submit your music. Let's get you there, because, you know, we support our local come up. Somebody got to, you know what I'm saying? All right, let me start off with saying that I posted something on Facebook that, man, it got like a dead response. Normally I post stuff on Facebook, I get some kind of response. I think I may have got two likes out of it. But what it is there's a lot of fellas out here that's over-complimenting women. I mean, just man, you beautiful, you fine, you sexy, you gorgeous, you this, you that, you hip, you this, you this, you honey, you sugar, you sweet tea, and all this, that, and the other. You know, all that's fine, but I'm telling you, it's going to eventually bite you in the ass. You see what I'm saying? You know, you're doing all that complimenting and not realizing what you're doing, but you're digging your own damn grave. Now, here it is, you know, you throwing all this at you, you know, so now she thinking, you know what? Let's see if I can get him to do something for me. You know what I'm saying? So now, you out here, you washing her car, 93 degrees in the shade, and you out here washing our car. Damn, are you serious? You know, then before you know it, you're going to be cutting the grass. Like, damn, yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, she just got your nose, like, wide open. I mean, just wide open, man. You know, I had a friend of mine, and he had a lady, and I had a lady, you know, I had a lady too, so you know what I'm saying. I understand, you know, there's certain times, you know, you can get out with the fellas, and certain times you can't, you know, you with your lady, you know what I mean? But I can't really say she was, you know, they were like a real couple, you know. I know they hung out, you know, but he always, you know, throwing stuff out of you, buying flowers, you know what I'm saying? And I really don't think he was really, I don't think they, put it this way, I don't think they consummated the relationship. Let me be clean about it, okay? This thing they had going, you know, so, I said, hey, man, you know, let's go hang out, let's go do this, let's go to the lake, you know what I'm saying? Let's go bowling, you know, do something, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but every time I would always get, you know, well, you know, I gotta do this for Kelly, you know, and I gotta do this for Kelly, I gotta do that for Kelly. And one time he was like, I gotta take Kelly mom to the grocery store. Damn! Oh my God! She got you like that? You gotta take her mom to the, what the hell Kelly doing? You know what I'm saying? Damn! She had his nose wide, and you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not being prejudiced or anything like that. I'm not profiling. But she was a red bone. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I need to say anymore after that. She was a red bone, you know. So I'm sorry, ladies. If you're red, I'm sorry. It is what it is. You know, some red bones can really get away with a few things. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, the red bone had my man taking Kelly mama to the grocery store. I mean, my goodness. All right, let me bring one of our greatest supporters here. Mayor Lawless, are you there, sir?
Hello, I am here. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, man, you know, I'm trying to tell some people something that's listening, because I don't think they understand what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Can you identify on something for me?
I am, actually, I love it. I mean,
Well, of course you do.
I don't see what your problem is. And
come
I
on,
bet
man.
You not too many other women are going to see what the problem is either.
Overcompensating a compliment is going to let that woman know that I can get this fool to do any damn thing. You know, go outside and get the mail.
Yeah,
you
ain't gotta be no fool for that though. I mean, you know, we both getting something out of it.
No, nah. Some of them not. Some of them not.
I mean,
like
it depends. You said just 'cause he might get a little bit of, just 'cause he ain't getting no, you know, nookie, he might be, you know, he might like doing it.
Oh, whoa, Mel, what's going on? What's all that noise about that?
Here?
Hello? There we go. Okay, yeah. I got a whole bunch of interference. Yeah, I got a... Okay, I'm sorry. Start over again. I had got a whole bunch of interference. I don't know where it came from.
I'm sorry. It may be my cell phone. I probably should call from the other one. If it keeps doing that, let me know, and I'll call you from my other one.
The relationship has to be consummated or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, come on now. You taking your grandma... You taking her mama to the grocery store? Come on now, that's going a little bit too far.
There's a lot of men out there like that, and they don't mind.
I learned. Believe me, I learned. It takes.
I mean, you married. You know, you probably
doing it and don't even realize you're
doing it.
Well, actually, this was all before I figured all this out way before I got married. Because actually, you know. You know what, this spins off of something else. There was something on the news about a survey that was done that 64% of men say that women should pay for the don't know if you caught that on the news.
No.
But yeah, yes, yes. The brother said, hey, women need to start paying for dinner. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when Catrice and I got together, I think we went out one time, and then after that, we started getting together at the house cooking, because all that, you know, going out and all that, man, I couldn't handle that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, it was fine and all, but, you know, I got a $600 food stamp card. We can go to the grocery store, you know, we can do something real at the crib. You know, I'm being honest. I could blow you on this better than I could blow you at the restaurant, you know.
Right. I mean, you know, and it's just like, that was a point I was going to make before you even brought that up. Like, I went out with guys and it hasn't been any sexual ties, but cook dinner for them. What's the difference between me cooking dinner and you mowing my lawn? I mean, what's the difference?
Well, that's a give and take right there. You cook me something to eat, I cut your damn grass myself.
Right.
I may even use one of them Amish lawnmowers that don't have a motor on it, you know what I'm saying? I may go back like that for you, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Now, if it's a give and take, yeah. But sometimes it ain't a give and take. She just knows what she can get away with.
Right. I mean, you know, yeah, I've been there and done that too, but it's not for malicious reasons. It's just like, you know, you get these older men or, you know, they still want to be hanging out and out, you know, doing whatever. If you want to hang and we kicking it or whatever, they may want to take you shopping. They might want to, you know, be what they call a sugar daddy. I wouldn't necessarily call him that, but, you know, yeah. What's wrong
with
that? That's something he wants to do. He's not being tricked or lied to. That's something that he wants to do.
Well, yeah, you do have some old fools out there. Speaking of old fools, I wish some of these old fools would stop wearing basketball jerseys. You know what I'm saying? You 50 years old. Why are you wearing a basketball jersey? You can't dribble. You can't hoop. Come on, man. Go put a damn shirt on. Put a football jersey on or something. That's just that ain't right. But hey, what about the survey about how men say women should start paying for the meal?
I don't know, because I wouldn't start paying on the first date. Now, if we were together for a while, there's no problem with me paying sometimes. I don't have a problem with that. But, like, our first date or something, I'm not taking you out. I mean, you know, normally you're going to be the one asking to go out with me. I don't walk up to men and ask for a date. So
why should
I have to pay for that?
But if you did walk up to a man and ask him if he would like to go, would you pay?
I wouldn't do that, though.
Oh, well, okay, but hypothetically.
Hypothetically, I have taken a man out before. I have paid,
okay.
I've been the one to pay for a hotel room, you know. I've been the one to pay for a vacation. I've done that before. But,
you just ain't made
the
habit of it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I can agree with that. Yeah. First dates are very impressionable. So, yeah. Yeah. Definitely. I could be the gentleman that first date time. Yeah. But actually, you know what? Catrice and I, our first date, it was at Pizza Hut. That was.
Why weren't you romantic?
I hope she got the
buffet. Was it the pizza with the buffet? Come on now.
No, this one didn't have a buffet. And see, what it was, at that time, I hadn't been to a Pizza Hut in like years, you know what I'm saying? And the last time I had been to a Pizza Hut, it was like a sit-down restaurant, you know what I'm saying? They had a hostess greet you at the door, sit you at the table, give you some water. Then they have a menu come up, you know, somebody come and start give you a menu and, you know, they take your order. But nah, this Pizza Hut, you just walk to the counter and ordered your pizza. I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell happened? Because it was a long time before I'd been to a Pizza Hut. And when I went that time and I saw that right there, I'm like, oh, well, there's some bull right here. Because I didn't know it was made like into a McDonald's, you know, basically. You know, it wasn't a sit-down restaurant that it used to be, you know what I'm saying, from the last time that I went. Now, we were going to go somewhere else, but she was hungry. she had to eat right now, you know. Plus, we's already in the pizza joint, and she's smelling the pizza, you know. And I mean, honestly, I heard her stomach growling. Her growling, her stomach growled like some bitch, but it was growling. So
right.
we did that, but the bad part about it was I took her to the show, and the movie we went to go see was What's Love Got to Do with It on the first date. Woman.
Oh, Lord.
Old school ride for the new school. I don't smoke, but I like you like a cigarette. I bite you just a little bit. I like you feeling paperless. Piss up and I'll wipe you in a little bit. Hold a very young like Tyler in Medina. Yes, I got the Novocaine if you're feeling this. Anesthesiologist, and I please a lot of chicks. I make the tang feel like, woo, cause of my methods, man. I'm the professor and the questions and the lessons, man. Ask Mercedes, I bend you like compressor, man. You'll be falso while I get low like your five heartbeats rapping cause you're breathing hard. I'm Eddie Kang with the pipes, but I ain't out at all. And that's not gonna be, it's gonna be my place or your place, don't matter. I don't care who's around. This is going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
After that first time, the next time gonna be, it's gonna be my place or your place, no matter. I don't care who's around. Just as long as it's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
Old school like a tyrant, so let's decorate the misery. Damn, making love, baby girl, we making history. This is me, picture me, ripped with all my cylinders. Maybe even sweet and low, depending on how the meeting goes. Speaking in my bedroom, discussing all these facts and figures. Feel my stock rising in return and mixed reactions. You can call me Google and I'll tell you why the reasons be. I ain't no search engine, but I get results of me. That first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around. As long as it's going down.
As long as it's going down.
Hey, my sex is schizophrenic. Means I make your body multitask like a bowl of Cheerios. Nothing but them all in fast. Baby, ask about me. Get my reputation for lying and daughters. Have your substitute in champagne for some of that body water. Take me in, lose yourself. Taste my sweet elite seduction. George W. Mad because of my mad weapon of reproduction. So what's the option? Do I go on for love? I'll stay the course. Yeah, you're right. I'ma stay in free until I find it. That first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. I don't care who's around, just as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be my place or your place, don't matter, don't matter. I don't care who's around. As long as it's going down.
As long as it's going down.
Right on, right on, right on. All right, y'all. Welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Bucking Out with Buck. And right here at Lawless Radio, we support our local come-ups. All our unsigned underground independent artists, if you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com, follow the instructions on how to submit your music, and let's get you some airtime. We were more than happy to have you come on the show and give you a nice on-air interview, and you can tell us all about yourself, all about your shows, what your upcoming events, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Stretching a hand out to all our comedians, motivational speakers, therapists, and poets. The floor is all yours. Join us right here on Lawless Radio at lawlessradio.com. All my listeners, if you'd like to call in, my number is 646-478-5209. My number is 646-408-5209. All right, y'all, it's 35 minutes after the hour. And as I promised, our special guest for the evening, man, y'all going to like this one here. Let me bring my man in. This here, y'all, little kid, you out there, man.
Yeah, Buck, this little kid calling out of Arkansas.
Ooh, Arkansas, the Razorback State, baby. Yeah. What part of Arkansas you at, man?
Hot Springs, Arkansas, man.
Hot Springs. Yeah, you know what? I used to go to Arkansas. I used to go in a little town called Blytheville, man. I don't know if you know where that's at, but yeah, I used to spend the summers there. Yeah, I used to spend the summers out there. But boy, Woo, damn. It used to get hotter than fried chicken grease out there, boy. God almighty,
you
boy.
Know.
Hot as hell in Arkansas, man. I'd be damned. All right, bro. Hey, look here, bro. The floor is all yours. Tell us all about yourself. Tell us what you do, what you represent. Hey, talk to him, brother. It's all yours.
Yeah, man. It's a little kid, 22 years old, out of Arkansas. I've been doing this for about since high school, so you can say about all my life, basically. My name, Lil Kid, it do got a definition to it, listening, learning, knowledge, and talent. You know, I'm trying to learn each and every day how to, you know, develop myself better as an artist. Mel, shout out to her because she, you know, gave me the opportunity to be on the show tonight. And I'm working on right now, huh?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say what I've been working on currently is this album, this turnaround. I got a local producer that make my beats that's pretty good I work with. So yeah, right now I'm currently working on this album or mixtape, you can say, called The Turnaround, and just taking a little step at a time because I'm trying to bring the best out there, you feel me? I do have a artist page on Facebook. You can just look up Lil Kit, LILKIT. I'm on Reverb Nation. You can look me up, Lil Kid, and you can listen to some good old music I got up on there, as well as SoundCloud. But that's about it. And far as events, I'm trying to see what I got going on in Little Rock here. Got a little buddy that's supposed to be hooking me up with some open mics and different things like that to basically build my catalog. But far as that, man, that's it.
Well, man, you know, I like the whole fact. You're supposed to say listen and learn. And what was it?
Oh, it's listening and learning, knowledge and talent.
Knowledge and talent. Oh, man. You know, see, it's got a purpose to it. You know what I'm saying? You know, it just ain't no hood name. You know what I'm saying? It's got a purpose to it. Wow. You know what?
You know, I ain't going to put myself out there like that, man. I ain't gang affiliated or nothing. You know, I just try to bring positive music out there where everybody can enjoy it, from the young to the elder, you know what I'm saying? That's my goal. You know, I'm trying to get everybody to listen to me, you know.
That's cool, player. You know what? I can get down with that. I really can. I can really get down with that. Well, look here, man. I ain't gonna hold this any longer. Hold tight, player. Hey, y'all. First time right here, the debut of Lil Kit on LawlessRadio.com, right here on Bucking Off a Buck. This is Lil Kit, My Ambition.
Yeah,
you know how this
Lil Kid. Shout out to that boy Solo. This my ambition right here. Huh. I just keep it real, you feel me? Going for what's mine. So I'm about to tell you how it is, huh?
My ambition to get this money with no interference. My ambition live this life as a true musician. My ambition to outshine any competition. God gave me a gift to grind hard to complete my mission. My ambition to get this money with no interference. My ambition live this life as a true musician. My ambition to outshine any competition. God gave me a gift to grind hard to complete my mission.
Born to dance, born gifts, and born to rap. That's Lil Kid. Now listen, I spit nothing but that real, not counterfeit. I've been grinding for the spotlight of this music game. I've been long in, hungry for the title. I'm the future, I'm a fighter, the champion. Don't need the belt for no evidence. The top contender judges can stop the searching. The true winner that has that rhythm in my body is in the arena, top rated. Everybody's been waiting to hear this hot artist blazing more than Texas radio station. My light is getting more brighter, my talent just keep fading. My time is now, I'm gonna take because I feel it's no later. Long as God is in my prayers, I'm gonna keep pushing with the motivation, dedication. No time I will be loose. Be wise on who you choose. I'm an unsigned artist that should have been recruited. I'm the true music.
My ambition to get this money with no interference. My ambition live this life as a true musician. My ambition to outshine any competition. God gave me a gift to grind hard to complete my mission. My ambition to get this money with no interference. My ambition live this life as a true musician. My ambition to outshine any competition. God gave me a gift to grind hard to complete my mission.
Mr. Apollo, fans keep moving and also rooting. Instead of the booing, I leave my haters clueless. Like Dun Jones in the mixed martial art matches, I'm untouched. I keep pursuing for the victory, Mr. Original and unique. Nobody can mimic me. The real deal on this battlefield. This is not Kevin Hart, so joking out of sports to me. But I'm gonna show out for my chance for a bigger, better change. Survivor, true striver. I'm bringing all the fire as an unknown arrival. I read this IB text, yes, just like a doctor. Trying to be in magazines, like Forbes. Making top dollar like Floyd. Charging for a feature like Lloyd. Money maker, you can't stop me now, oh no. Let the fans tell it how I am the show. My ambition, to get this money with no interference. My ambition, live this life as a true musician. My ambition, to outshine any competition. God gave me a gift to grind hard, to complete my mission. My ambition, to get this money with no interference. My ambition, live this life as a true musician. My ambition, to outshine any competition. God gave me a gift to grind hard, to complete my mission.
Hey, baby! Oh my God! Oh, hey! Oh my! You know what? I hope someone was listening to that, because I'm telling you that. Hey, that was hot. That was. I wish I could say it so bad, but that was. Hold on. Let me get my man back on the line there. Look at.
Yo, what's up, man?
Oh man, what the hell? Hey, player. I got to put my buck seal of approval on that one, man. I got to put my buck seal of approval on that one. It's my ambition. It's telling you what. Hey, okay, you know what? It ain't all about, you know, your 6'5" AMG, your 12 bedroom mansion house. You know what I'm saying? How much you make it rain in the club? You know what I'm saying? It ain't about all that. It's about ambition. Oh, my. Player, you know what? I ain't going to say no more. You know what? Hold on. Let me bring Mel Lawless in on this one. Mel. Mel.
Hey, what's going on, little kid?
Oh, my
what's
God,
up?
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You had to hear that. You had to hear that.
Oh, yeah, that was hot. That was hot. You know, I heard it before.
What's
you
this?
Know, we talked
oh,
about
my.
It. And Buck said, and I quote him, he did say this, little kid. He said, I don't care if we get on tonight or not. I'm still playing that.
I'm mad. So,
that's what's up, man.
I appreciate
the love and feedback.
Man, I had to play that. That's what you said it was. That was real music. It had a point to it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't pointless. You know, it wasn't about how many kilos you could flip, how many birds and all of that and the other. It had a point to it, and it was poignant, and I like that. I like that about music. That's something that's not that's not around anymore. It doesn't have a meaning. You know what I'm saying? You know, back in the day, your teacher used to tell you to read a book and give me a book report. Yeah, you know, something like that. That track right there, I can listen to it. I can give you a book report on it, straight up. I can tell you what that was about. It had some meaning to it. It had structure. Hey, player, I ain't going to say no more. I'm going to let it speak for itself. Hands down, player. Buck seal of approval.
And I will tell you, when Buck likes music, Buck likes music. If he don't like it, he not playing it, and that's point blank and period. So if he compliments you on it, it's sincere and it comes from the heart.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
yeah,
good, and I appreciate the feedback and all that and the evaluation on the song.
For sure. If anybody missed it, I will be playing that again, guaranteed, no doubt. Hey, man, you say you on SoundCloud, man. Get that info again, where they can hear it, where they can buy it, where they can listen to it at, man. Give it right quick, man.
Yeah, you can just go to Reverb Nation. Just look up LILKIT. You can go to SoundCloud, the same thing, LILKIT. You know, and Facebook, got an artist page, same thing, LILKIT.
Man, player, much love to you on that. Much love to you on that, big time, man. And all I can say is, hey, keep up with the ambition, because a lot of kids out here, They ain't got no ambition to do nothing. But, you know, Robin Steele, man, it's a damn shame, man. I'm proud of you. Keep it up. Cause there's a lot of things that you could be doing right now, you know, that you're not, you know what I'm saying? And my hat's off to all the young cats out there. Hey, bro, you got another track out there that, oh, wow. Did you send in another track, my man?
Yeah, I believe so. I did.
I believe it was Why I Grind.
Nah, I don't think that's me.
Okay. All right. It's all good, player. Well, look here, man. What I would like for you to do is go to lawlessradio.com, follow the instructions on how to submit your music, and I would like for you to put this song, this track, in our Lawless Radio banks, and it will go into rotation, and I guarantee you this will definitely get some airtime on my show. But I got to have you do that. Go to lawlessradio.com, follow the instructions on how to submit it. It's like, you know, basically you're saying it's okay for us to play it, and I'm telling you, man, I will put the needle on the record every time on this track, bro. For real. For real.
Man, that's a blessing to me, man, and I appreciate that, and I sure do that once I get to that computer.
Right on, player, right on. Hey, y'all, that was Lil Kit, man. Y'all look out for my man, because he's doing something. He's got ambition, and it ain't no fairy tale, for real. Hey, y'all, this is Lawless Radio. You're tuned in with Bucking Off with Buck. Hey, I will be right back, man. I got to take a break, y'all. Woo! My ambition.
The final chapter. When I left y'all, big man and shorty was beefing on the phone. Man, that's your dough.
Listen real close, shorty. I'ma tell you how it's gonna go. Before you leave, you better have my bread. If you ain't got my bread, shorty better be dead. If shorty ain't dead and you ain't got my bread, you might as well shoot your own self in the head.
You must be crazy. I ain't stick around with them blue lights. Police can see the shells before they hit the ground. Like I said, that's your merch, not mine. Chill with the threats. You got your killers, I got mine.
Might as well send them, cause you a dead man walking. First time I ever heard a dead man talking.
That's how you want it? Cool, so be it.
The hit already sent, money already spent. I'm just waiting on the pick of a deceased you. Wanna play in the streets, so let me show you what these streets do.
Big man got the shorty first and left him in the lean. You can still hear his family scream. In motion, assassin's been paid. Big man about to join shorty in the early grave, or escorted to a cage. Really, either way, he's in too deep, way beyond being saved. The killer's the next target, knowing he's being targeted. Figured if he run, he don't know how far he get. He's not running, he going down gunning. Look himself up in the mirror and he says, stop running. An army of one versus an army of guns. He already shot his mom, so he's already done. He run in, guns ringing, nobody's leaving. Right before he goes in, he can't help thinking. Teach me how to lead. Help me help them understand the riches of their seed. How could the planet leave it unmanned, defenseless to the weeds? Surrounded by what themselves potentially could be. Single mothers with super strength, keep holding them, Lord. Fathers is deadbeats, get a hold of them, Lord. Cause it's never too late for them to be your father. Give me strength, Heavenly Father, so I can reach all of them. Let them know they're irreplaceable, essential. Not only monetarily, but physically and mental. And oh yeah, I wanna thank you again, cause honestly, I wouldn't be the man that I am.
Fathers, we need to be there, man. It could be either one of our kids if we're not there to lead them in the right direction.
Now, life up. Dub cup on that stage, mic off of my right hand. I don't need no big crowd. The whole world, my hype man, I'm rocking out. Rolling up, rolling hard, and I'm drunk as folk. Ain't no shit all day, don't know how my stomach holding up. I be too turned up, please don't turn me down. When your bitch say she love me, so I kick the round.
All I know is turn up.
You listening to the hottest radio station playing independent artists like myself, man. Lawless. It's Lawless Radio, baby. So keep it locked. Don't touch that dial. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Much love.
I know I get mine in. All right, y'all, welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Bucking Off of Buck. And y'all make sure y'all check out Lawless Radio. Lawless Radio has something for you just about every night of the week. Tuesday nights, coming at 8 p.m. Eastern, there is Real Talk with Nikki Outlaw. And then on Wednesday nights, there's coming in 8 p.m. Eastern, there's the chairman, Greg Grind, TL. Check him out. Then on Thursday nights, of course, that's me, the one and only Bucking Off of Buck, right here, 8 p.m. Eastern. Then on Sunday, yes, even on Sunday, we got the Sunday evening chat with Dr. Linnea Buckhalter, our on-site therapist here, marriage counselor, et cetera, PhD, blah, blah, blah. Also, make sure y'all check out Lawless After Dark. Coming in Tuesday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, that is the Raw Deal, the Nasty McNasty that started it all. And then coming in on Wednesday nights, it's your man, B-Mo Slim, 11 p.m. Eastern. And then, hey, y'all make sure y'all come in on Saturday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern. There's No Limit with Lea Lawless and her co-host, Amanda. Yeah, so like I said, Lawless Radio has something for you just about every night of the week. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions on how to submit your music. Let's put you in rotation. Let's get you out there. We stretch our hands out to all musical artists, poets, comedians, motivational speakers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Join us right here on Lawless Radio. All right, it is 10 minutes before the hour, and, oh, you know what? Y'all make a great artist, young brother named Lil' Kit, fresh out of Arkansas, the Razorback State, and before we end the night, I will play him again. But before I do, I want to stop back by Mel Lawless, and is that Kenya? Oh, my God. I want to go back to Mel Lawless. Mel, has Mississippi ever taken you out anywhere, you know, fine dining, a restaurant, anything like that?
Yes, pretty much. We before a lot of things started happening, we actually went out every Saturday. That was his treat to me, anywhere I wanted to go. So, yeah. So if I wanted to rack up a $100-something-plus-dollar bill,
what'd you say?
My bill, sometimes it'd be over $100 bill, but he wouldn't mind, you know, whatever. But that was just once a week, every Saturday.
Once a week, Lord have mercy. Okay. See, I told you had something, Mel. I don't know what's wrong with you. Let me, I'm going to bring the Dr. Passion in. Hold on, wait a minute. Let her get herself together. She ain't got herself together. I want her to talk about our first date. You know what? I said we went to the show to see something else, but I think I may have been wrong on the movie, Mel. Mel, I think I said, what's love got to do with it, but I don't think that's what it was. What was it?
What movie you talking about?
Our first movie.
Indecent Proposal?
That's what it was.
What was it?
Indecent Proposal.
Oh, Indecent Proposal.
Yeah, when Woody Harrelson.
Right.
Woody Harrelson was in it, offered $1 million for his wife.
Right. Because what love had to do with it sounded a little bit too recent, but.
Man,
yeah,
what's wrong with it? Man, we were 10 years in when that came out.
Yeah, you know what? I thought that was our first show that we had went to go see, but I was
Mm-mm.
wrong.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that was.
My first day was Pizza Hut and went to go see Indecent Proposal. I said,
I told you it was Pizza Hut, Mel. I told you it was Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
But like I said, I thought at that time that Pizza Hut had the sit down restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought Pizza Hut. The last time I had been to Pizza Hut, you had the host greet you at the door, they take you to the table, give you water, a server come and give you the menu. But it wasn't like that. It was like a McDonald's. Remember that? Remember when we went there?
Yep.
I was like, what happened? Like, what the hell going on in here? That just blew my mind. But, she was hungry. She didn't want to go nowhere else. She wanted to eat So
I don't think there's anything wrong with Pizza Hut, because actually they not
it is
cheap.
Now.
I mean, you know, they not cheap.
You know what? It is now. There's a lot wrong with it. It's like going to McDonald's now. As far as I'm concerned.
But as far as a pizza, they charge you what? Dang, that $20 for one pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, see, if you're gonna charge me that much, I'm gonna sit down with a linen tablecloth. Somebody gonna serve me some water and bring me a menu and offer me appetizers and all that. I ain't gonna go up to the counter and order that. You know what I'm saying? Nah, damn that. You know, we going somewhere like Red Lobster or Papa Do's or somewhere like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I take the kids, oh, it's a buffet all day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But now what it came up you remember we was watching the news? They were talking about how 64% of men that say women should pick up the check. You remember we was watching that?
Yeah, and
that's pretty much where I got my whole topic from. And it was mostly that some guys, they overcompliment women a lot, and women abuse the hell out of it. I mean, you know, because I think that was you remember Yella, when Yella was with my cousin? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we couldn't get Yella to do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, Yella didn't hang. Mm. Yella stopped drinking beer. You know, he just stopped doing everything. I'm like, damn, she got his nose wide open. You know what I'm saying? And every night, she ate Pepsi's. Every night, she ate Pepsi's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically spoiling
them. You can't spoil them too bad. Is that what you're saying?
That, and you know what? They really never consummated the relationship.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
one of my buddies, he really never had time because he was always doing something for Kelly. You know, Kelly this, Kelly this, Kelly that. You know, and then I called him one time. You know, well, now I got to take Kelly mama to the grocery store. Well, where the hell is Kelly at? You know what I'm saying? Damn, she got you open like that, bro. You know, and then y'all ain't even talking
to your friend. Now, come on.
No, I wasn't missing my friend. Believe me, I never missed any of my friends because it always ended up I ended up paying on something. But I never missed my friends. But it was just that every time I called, you know, and I had a woman at the time. You know what I'm saying? So I know sometimes you got obligations to your woman, but damn, at least me and my woman, our relationship was whoop. Oh yeah, we put the nail in our coffin a long time ago, if you know what I'm saying. And but I mean, yeah, they ain't really doing too much in a relationship, but just hanging. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't turn out too good anyway. You know what I'm saying? He damn near jumped off a bridge when he saw her with another dude. So you know, that's what I'm saying. It can come back and bite you in your ass hard. You know what I'm saying? Real hard. Mel, where is Mississippi? He's been lacking.
He's back here going off. I don't know.
Okay. Well, never mind. If he's going off, let him stay off the air then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not in the right frame of mind right now.
Okay.
I know y'all can hear him, but I'm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm about to. Okay. Well, hey, tell him hold on. I gotta play some music. I will be right back, y'all. Hold tight.
Make
get there.
Nah,
that's why I grind every day. I'm dreaming big, because I'm trying to shine. Yellow diamonds and white ice, that's all on my mind. I get no allowance, no checks, I'm wasting my time. I don't play games, because if you didn't keep it real, 100 to 1,000, that's just how I live. Young Mark, I've been in the ride, because I'm tired of being broke. Trying to do big things, gotta do it for my folks. They told me I couldn't do it, they told me y'all was crazy. I'm fly high and be number one, like my Tracy. I stay on some real shit, these other basic. I don't care what you got, so tell me why you hating. It could only be one thing. You ain't getting no money and you don't know who to blame. Stop all that shit and get on your lane. You see why I grind, cause real don't change. Real don't change. Praying on my downfall, you wasting your time.
Never falling, cool, come collect, we ballin'. Chasing it was just a dream, now I gotta be living it. I ain't worried about no
well,
I ain't got time getting paper. It ain't none to me, I paid the cost, I took a loss. I stand the G and I stand the boss. Now all we rock is polo, this life to live is YOLO. I stay solo, dolo, taking off from in promo. The neighborhood hero, we left y'all in the Hall of Fame. I stay fly and ain't got a plane. I'm high, flying in the sky, shouts out to D and G. Yeah, we stay fly, trigger man. Gone and pull trigger man. We gon' grind, we gon' shine. I'm gon' do me. I rep race face, but now I'm bangin' MTE. I rep race face, but now we bangin' MTE. Praying on my downfall, you wasting your time.
In your time.
Work hard, I gotta get mine.
Your boy Lil Hot the Money Man, and you are now tuned in to the number one radio station, my radio station, Lawless Radio, homie.
Yeah, it's my radio station too, baby. This is Lawless Radio, y'all. This is Bucking Off with Buck, and yes, I am Buck. Hey, y'all, I appreciate everybody calling in this evening. Mel Lawless, Mississippi Red. Of course, the one and only Dr. Passion, my lovely lady. I'd like to thank my guest for coming on, Lil Kit. Man, I look forward to anything that he brings us to Lawless Radio because, man, that was too tough. I had to give him my buck feel of approval. And before I go, I'm going to play it one more again, y'all. Yeah, that's right, one more again for those that missed it. All right, I want to give my love now to all my grade school friends from St. Solomon, St. Mark the Evangelist, all my high school friends, St. Francis Fells, all my friends from the hood on 118th of Michigan, Roseland, baby, Southside, Y100, all my church folks, Starlight St. James, Baptist Church on 113th State Street, all of my people right here on Lawless Radio, all my fans and listeners, I thank each and every one of y'all for being here. Let me let Mel come in, show a little love out there for y'all. Mel, go ahead, sugar.
Hey, I want to show love to, like, pretty much like I do every week, all my Lawless family. I love y'all. I love all the support. I love just being around this whole movement and the world order. Also, you know, the artists that I work with, I won't name them individually by name, but they know who they are, and they keep me grinding and motivated to do what I do best. And, you know, pretty much that's it. I want to thank the Lord and God up above for giving me the strength to keep on maintaining. I want to send my wishes and prayers out to Nikki as she recovers and she's going through her ordeal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt about that. Well, Mel, as always, I thank you for being here, and I will catch you Saturday, 11 p.m. for No Limit. Catch you Saturday, babe. All right, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
That's gonna, that's gonna do it for my time, y'all. I had a great time. We can get back here same time, same channel, Thursday evening, 8 p.m., right here on Lawless Radio. Hey, y'all. Y'all be cool. One.
Yeah. Lil' Kid. Shout out to that boy Solo. This my ambition right here. Huh. I just keep it real, you feel me? Going for what's mine. So I'm about to tell you how it is, huh?
My ambition, to get this money with no interference. My ambition, live this life as a true musician. My ambition, to outshine any competition. God gave me a gift to grind hard, to complete my mission. My ambition, to get this money with no interference. My ambition, live this life as a true musician. My ambition, to outshine any competition. God gave me a gift to grind hard, to complete my mission.
Born to dance, born gifts, and born to rap, that's little kid. Now listen, I spit nothing but that real, not counterfeit. I've been grinding for the spotlight of this music game. I've been long in, hungry for the title. I'm the future, I'm a fighter, the champion. Don't need the belt for no evidence. The top contender judges can stop the searching. The true winner that has that rhythm in my body is in the arena, top rated. Everybody's been waiting to hear this high artist blazing more than Texas ready. Yo, Stacey, my light is getting more brighter. My talent just keep fading, my time is now. I'm gonna take because I feel it's no later. Long as God is in my prayers, I'm gonna keep pushing with the motivation and dedication. No time, I will be loose. Be wise on who you choose. I'm an unsigned artist that should have been recruited. I'm the true music.
My ambition, to get this money with no interference. My ambition, live this life as a true musician. My ambition, to outshine any competition. God gave me a gift to grind hard, to complete my mission. My ambition, to get this money with no interference. My ambition, live this life as a true musician. My ambition, to outshine any competition. God gave me a gift to grind hard, to complete my mission.
Mr. Apollo, fans keep moving, and also routine. Instead, the taboo went. I leave my haters clueless, like John Jones in the mixed martial art matches. I'm untouched, I keep pursuing. But the victory, Mr. Original and unique. Nobody can mimic me, the real deal on this battlefield. This is not Kevin Hart, I'm joking, not a sport to me. But I'm gonna show out for my chance for a bigger, better change. Survivor, true striver. I'm bringing all the fire as an unknown arrival. I'm ready to sign big checks, yes, just like a doctor, trying to be in magazines, like Forbes, making top dollar like Floyd, charging for a feature like Lloyd, money maker, you can't stop me now, oh no, let the fans tell it how I am the show.
My ambition, to get this money with no interference. My ambition, live this life as a true musician. My ambition, to outshine any competition. God gave me a gift to grind hard, to complete my mission. My ambition, to get this money with no interference. My ambition, live this life as a true musician. My ambition, to outshine any competition. God gave me a gift to grind hard, to complete my mission. Thank you.
plan to do today. I work hard for love, but don't love the pay. I love living with you, laying on the couch in our living room. But the landlord won't love it if we late when the rent is due. And I ain't never made money making love to you. Have you? So 7:10, I'm up in the shower, cause time is money, especially when you only getting paid by the hour. So I get back and act like this is 96, and minus the blonde wig, it on my little Kim-ish, cause every day to turn away and leave the one I love to go do something I hate. All for the sake of keeping steak on the plate, when I'd rather stay in bed and just feed you grape. So staring at the door, once again I turn away, looking at you thinking about taking a sick day. Some suckers at my job make me sick anyway, so I ain't lying with a couple of coughs. I don't think I can make it to the